We've been in the shelter for roughly 3 weeks now.
God, I'm so depressed.
Yeah, an apocalypse will do that to a person.
I can't imagine. You had to see your stepkids melt away with the snow in that radioactive winter.
Listen, I assure you, I am not down in the dumps because of my stupid stepkids melting away. I hated them. It's because of what happened to my grandma.
Yeah, I don't know. I was there. It was kind of funny.
It wasn't funny at all.
No, I mean, I use the word funny like sick or ill.
Well, it wasn't.
Remember? It was. All those mutant cyborg clones ran down from the Appalachians. Oh, that was a bad rape. They had swordfish genitalia.
Hey, what's the diff between swordfish genitalia and other fish genitalia anyway?
They're dinks were actually swordfish. Oh. They literally tore your grandma a new and better asshole.
All right, listen, no more jokes about my dead grandma.
Sorry.
Guys, can I show you something? I carry this picture around in my wallet of my grandmother to cheer me up. I take it out whenever I'm depressed, like now. It's all I have.
Oh my God, that's your grandma after the rape. You can tell by her mashed cunt.
Yes, so, but you can understand how depressed I am if a picture of my grandmother's besmirched body cheers me up. God, I'm so depressed.
Disgusting. She's all bloated and burnt from the atomic winds.
Well, you're half right. Half right there. The burnt skin is from the atomic winds, yes. The bloatedness, on the other hand, is from an allergic reaction to the clone swordfish genital cyborg semen.
Sorry.
The semen may have contained cat dander or peanut butter, both of which my grandma was allergic to. What?
Yeah.
There's nothing funny about my grandma suffering an allergic reaction after being raped by an army of mutant cyborg clones with genitals shaped like swordfish and cat dander in their semen. It's upsetting.
So she didn't stand a chance.
Well, she almost got away once, but she screamed so hard for help her glass eye fell out.
Yeah, her glass eye. Are you sure it didn't fall out when she dropped a liter? Oh, man. That was the best part.
Don't laugh. Grandma slipped on it when she tried to get away. She fell and bit her tongue.
I know. That was so good. She was all like, nah, help me, help me. Oh, it was great.
Your impression of my grandma is upsetting me. It's not funny.
Maybe this is why you're depressed. You don't find humor in anything.
Listen, I have a good sense of humor. I have a good sense of humor. I have a very good sense of humor. I laugh at things like Marmaduke, for better or for worse. I laugh at things like Family Circus. I just don't find my grandma losing her glass eye while being raped by a mutant cyborg clones with genitals shaped like swordfish that funny.
I guess compared to better for worse, it's not really that funny, actually.
So did you ever get a chance to bury your grandma?
No. Oh, I didn't. The cyborg clone mutant semen is apparently parasitic and it consumed her body.
That's what's making you depressed.
No.
Obviously.
Would you let me finish? All right. What is making me depressed is how I now have a mutant cyborg clone uncle with a swordfish for its genitals, and I'll just never get to know him. You know what I mean? It's just depressing not ever knowing a family member.
Hey, maybe the funny papers will cheer you up.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah. Oh. Look at this one. This one's of Marmaduke, and it's a crossover with Family Circus. Look, Marmaduke's raping the dead grandma. See, guys, this is comedy right here. This is funny. You know why? You know why this is so funny? It's because it's got a great right-wing political religious message to it. That's... Ah! Ah! Man. Ah.